Spring is finally here, and it's that time of year when plans start becoming real. Trips are getting booked, the calendar is filling up, and the energy is shifting. Make this season count. By starting right now, you'll hit summer already feeling more confident speaking and understanding a brand new language. Whether you're prepping for a dream vacation, reconnecting with your family heritage, or just finally checking learn a new language off your bucket list, Rosetta Stone is the way to go. They've been the trusted leader in language learning for over 30 years because they skip the boring stuff. There's no memorizing random vocabulary lists or leaning on chunky translations. Instead, their intuitive method helps you naturally absorb the language by connecting words and visuals to real-world meaning. It's about learning in context, the way language was actually meant to be learned. As a trusted expert with millions of users, Rosetta Stone offers 25 different languages, including Spanish, French, German, Japanese, and more. It really is the ultimate tool for genuine growth. Ready to start learning a new language this spring? Visit rosettastone.com/rs10 today to explore Rosetta Stone and choose the language that's right for you. Go to rosettastone.com/rs10 now and begin your language learning journey.
Hi, I'm Diane Lucas, and welcome to Book 101 Review. Book 101 is all about the books that I read for the last 40 years, and today I have my special guest. Finding Peace in the Midst of Change, Finding Peace in the Midst of Change, Supporting Through the Loss, Transition, and Transformation with Compassionate Insight and Practical Tools, other than Dr. Katie Eastman.
Hello, it's nice to be here.
Welcome, welcome, Dr. Katie, on Book 101 Review. And can you please introduce more about yourself that I miss?
Okay. I missed that, Daniel. Would you say that again?
Yes, can you please introduce more about yourself?
Oh, yes. Okay, sure. Well, I am a change agent, a peacemaker, a licensed psychotherapist, a master grief coach, a best-selling author, and a mom and a wife.
A mom and a wife. That's what we like it. Dr. Katie, and here on Book 101 Review, we celebrate you. We salute you. So our main topic for today is all about leading through change, why compassion is the missing strategy. Is it the same all the books that you are creating? Or I mean, the main topic. Is it the same all the books that you are creating?
What the theme that runs through all of my books is the fact that all of us possess the capacity when things get hard to learn and grow from loss. And that makes us a lot more peaceful in the way we react to our world.
So tell us the peace guidebook. What it's all about.
The Peace Guidebook is written by myself and a colleague, Elizabeth Hamilton Guarino. We wrote it because we felt that people are seeking a more peaceful life. And right now, there are a lot of conflicts in the world. People are feeling helpless in making a difference with those conflicts. So we wanted people to understand that peace begins with us. It begins with how we live peacefully in our day-to-day lives. So we wrote the Peace Guidebook with practical tools for how to manage anything that disrupts your own peace in your world. And that ripples out to others, which then impacts the world.
Interesting. How about Uplifting, Dr. Katie?
Uplifting is a book I wrote about my work and my own grief, my own loss, and how I transformed it into learning and growth. And I give examples of my own losses, but also, and my own loss journey up with grief, and also other people's facing really tough challenges in their life and how they rose up from those experiences. They lifted themselves up and then they gave back to others. They lifted others up. And it's that ripple effect of compassion, I call it, that weaves through that book.
Spring is finally here, and it's that time of year when plans start becoming real. Trips are getting booked, the calendar is filling up, and the energy is shifting. Make this season count. By starting right now, you'll hit summer already feeling more confident speaking and understanding a brand new language. Whether you're prepping for a dream vacation, reconnecting with your family heritage, or just finally checking learn a new language off your bucket list, Rosetta Stone is the way to go. They've been the trusted leader in language learning for over 30 years because they skip the boring stuff. There's no memorizing random vocabulary lists or leaning on chunky translations. Instead, their intuitive method helps you naturally absorb the language by connecting words and visuals to real-world meaning. It's about learning in context, the way language was actually meant to be learned. As a trusted expert with millions of users, Rosetta Stone offers 25 different languages, including Spanish, French, German, Japanese, and more. It really is the ultimate tool for genuine growth. Ready to start learning a new language this spring? Visit rosettastone.com/RS10 today to explore Rosetta Stone and choose the language that's right for you. Go to rosettastone.com/RS10 now and begin your language learning journey.
How about the last one, Dr. Katie?
Percolate?
Yeah.
Percolate piece was written over 10 years ago now by both myself and Elizabeth Hamilton Guarino. And again, it's really about how you lift yourself up out of difficult challenges. We talk about different situations that occur in your daily living. Elizabeth talks a lot about the death of her father and how she got through that. And woven through it is this striving for peace. And so it was a natural inclination for us to, for our second book together, to write about peace.
Well, congratulations to all your books, Dr. Katie. Looking forward for more and more. So you develop powerful questions that guides your works. Where's the peace in this? Where did that question come from, and why is that more hopeful than asking, why is happening to me?
Where's the peace in this came out of a conversation with Elizabeth, where we were trying to think about how could we come up with a phrase that really crystallizes why we wrote this book. And it came from the fact that all of the people we talk to every day when we do book signings, we're doing book signings all over. And one of the things that people ask us is, you know, how can I find peace in my life? I have so little peace. And when I ask people, you know, do you have enough peace in their life? They say, of course not, because they have no concept that peace is not something out there. It's inside of all of us. Mm-hmm. And so when you look for peace elsewhere and in the world, like lack of violence or lack of war or things like that, you're not going to find it in many ways. You've got to find it in yourself first so that you can then cope with the external things that are happening that are disrupting our world. Because many people right now are anxious, they're depressed, they're overwhelmed, they're finding these experiences outside their lives. They're having like a moral difficulty, a moral challenge, because many of their morals are out of their control. The values that they hold are not being held by others, and they feel helpless in that. So there's a moral fatigue happening right now. And one of the ways that we talk about in the Peace Guidebook to deal with that is to start in your own backyard. Are you living according to your values on a daily basis? Are you following your moral compass in your life? And that helps give you the resilience, because you don't feel helpless anymore to handle what's going on beyond you.
You work with people navigating grief, change, and uncertainty for over 35 years. What kept you in the work through all those years of sitting with our people pain, and what have you learned about your own capacity for compassion along the way?
You know, I was always a little girl, an empathic little girl that was able to sit with other people's pain. I just was. That's just who I am. So I took that strength and I began my career as a therapist, and I started to discover these pathways, these paths, and they all led to loss that I started to see, and I began to follow the work of Elizabeth Kubler-Ross, who became my mentor. And I really understood by sitting with these people and their pain that the pathway through and with their grief was to honor it, to value it, to see it as an opportunity to learn what's most important to you, and those life lessons to guide you to a better life and a better you.
A better life, a better me. That'd be awesome. That'd be awesome, Dr. Katie. You co-authored the Peace Guidebook and co-founded the Percolate Peace Project, which is inviting 1 million people to share a moment of peace. What gave you the audacity to think that 1 million small moments of peace could actually make the difference in a world that feels so broken?
Well, we started to realize, you know, think about yourself. If you're in a bad mood and somebody approaches you and smiles at you or makes you feel important or connects with you, what does that do for you? Well, it lifts you up. And then what do when you meet somebody else? Well, you are in a better place and you lift them up. And so what we started to see, and if you read on percolatepeace.com, the examples people leave of what they're doing in their lives, we formed a partnership with a man named Matthew Casalotto, who wrote a book about harnessing your promise power. And we recognize that if you promise to live more peacefully every single day, you think about how many interactions you have with other individuals and how that ripples out. If you're kind, they respond in kind, most likely. And they respond in kind, and they respond in kind. So we asked people to make that choice, make that commitment, make that promise, and then write about it in percolatepeace.com. And the million people is because Elizabeth and I decided when we were writing this book, why not? Why not shoot for the stars? Why not try to get 1 million people living differently? Because if you shoot low, you end low. Well, we shot high. And we're finding actually many, many, many people are coming to our website, percolatepeace.com, and sharing those peaceful stories. And they're really up.
Spring is finally here, and it's that time of year when plans start becoming real. Trips are getting booked, the calendar is filling up, and the energy is shifting. Make this season count. By starting right now, you'll hit summer already feeling more confident speaking and understanding a brand new language. Whether you're prepping for a dream vacation, reconnecting with your family heritage, or just finally checking learn a new language off your bucket list, Rosetta Stone is the way to go. They've been the trusted leader in language learning for over 30 years because they skip the boring stuff. There's no memorizing random vocabulary lists or leaning on chunky translations. Instead, their intuitive method helps you naturally absorb the language by connecting words and visuals to real-world meaning. It's about learning in context, the way language was actually meant to be learned. As a trusted expert with millions of users, Rosetta Stone offers 25 different languages, including Spanish, French, German, Japanese, and more. It really is the ultimate tool for genuine growth. Ready to start learning a new language this spring? Visit rosettastone.com/rs10 today to explore Rosetta Stone and choose the language that's right for you. Go to rosettastone.com/RS10 now and begin your language learning journey.
Lifting.
That's so interesting, Dr. Katie. You describe peace as something percolate, not something that just a descent upon us. What does it mean, percolate peace, and why is that the verb so important?
When you think about percolate, you think about coffee, right? And when coffee percolates, it's bubbling up. Well, the energy that we give out when we live peacefully is like a bubbling up of beautiful energy that goes whoosh, like steam out into the universe. Mm-hmm. And so we use that image from our first book, because when we percolate peace, we percolate it out into the universe to other people, which then spreads just like steam spreads and keeps going and keeps going. So we want people to be energized by peace.
Certainly, we want to percolate peace on Earth. In your work, you talk about the hidden losers of change. What are those hidden losers, and why do people struggle with them so much more than they realize?
The hidden losses of change refers to the fact that when we go through change, there is loss. There is something that we lose that we wish we could keep with us in the change. And it's really important for people to take time when they go through changes or transitions to recognize what they're missing. And sometimes those are concrete losses, like a loss of a friendship or a loss of a location where we when we move or something like that. But oftentimes they're intangible. They're like a loss of security, a loss of safety, a loss of predictability. Think about it when you're in your workplace and there's a change. You might lose your familiarity with the work that you're doing because you're now working for a different system or a different department. You might lose the friendships you had with the people you used to work with. You might lose a sense of security because your job security might feel more uncertain. So I really advocate people understanding and taking time to ask the question, what am I missing with this change? What do I miss the way it used to be that I want to try and recapture in a different way as I move forward?
Dr. Katie, you've said that how we respond to lose shapes everything. Can you share a story of someone who transformed loss into purpose, and what is a turning point that allowed the transformation to happen?
My favorite story of this is a mom who whose daughter took her own life, and the mother really went through tremendous grief, changed who she was in many ways, held on to her strongest values, but changed some of the things that she didn't like about herself because life just took on a whole different meaning. And she transformed her loss into a commitment to growth, to grow an understanding in the world of why young adults do that. What was going on in her daughter that she could have gotten help with had they understood what was happening to her. So she became an advocate. And becoming an advocate is a way of transforming the power of the loss into a higher purpose. And that's a perfect example of someone who changed a serious loss into an opportunity to give back to others.
Interesting, Dr. Katie. So what's one thing people consistently misunderstand about grief and healing after 35 plus years of working with grieving people? What myth caused the most suffering?
The biggest myth is that it is linear, that it is time limited, that grief is something that you follow a pattern, and it's not. It's uniquely individual. It's sometimes forever, depending on the seriousness of the loss. I mean, thinking about a perfect example of that is you don't live with someone for over 50 years, have them die, and you stop grieving. You never reach a place where you stop grieving. Grief revisits over and over throughout your life. If you lose a child, you don't stop grieving. You remember that child throughout your life, and grief becomes a part of who you are, just a part of who you are, not all of who you are. And you revisit that grief at milestones of when your child might have graduated, might have had a certain achievement or certain goal finished and completed. So you think about your child at certain steps that they might have taken. You don't forget them. They're part of your life. So people really misunderstand that grief is not necessarily stopping. Grief doesn't stop. It changes. It shifts. It moves. It adapts to whatever a person is going through in their particular life.
Well said, Dr. Katie. And in leadership context, why is compassion so often missing during times of change or uncertainty? What gets in the way of a leader's offering the compassion that their teams desperately need?
Oftentimes, leaders are swept up in the logistics of the change. I mean, they have a tremendous responsibility to manage a company or an organization to maintain its productivity. And so the human side of change is oftentimes put aside. And what they don't realize is that neglecting their own experience of the change and focusing only on the logistics does a disservice to not only them, but also their staff, because their staff are going through loss. They're going through loss. Their staff are going through loss. And if those losses are dismissed or not are overlooked, then the people that they're trying to engage in a positive way in managing this transition and this transformation, they're not able to give what they could give. We are much better as human beings if we manage our emotions and we deal with them and we understand that we have them than if we try to dismiss them and minimize them. And there's so much research now about organizations and management who do not dismiss the emotional side of change, do so much better. Their bottom line is bigger. They are much more productive if they manage the emotional aspects, the human aspects of the change.
Well said again, Dr. Katie. And to wrap up our discussion for today, if a listeners take away just one idea from your work, what would they want it to be about living more peaceful, purposeful life, especially in a world that does not seem to value either?
The most important thing I want to leave you with is something we have in the Peace Guidebook, which is to pause, breathe, and choose, which means pause when something happens that is stressful. Give yourself an opportunity to take the 30 seconds that it takes to reset your mind, your body, your spirits, your emotion. Breathe in through your nose, breathe out through your mouth 3 times. That 30 seconds can change everything. And then you make a conscious choice, an informed conscious choice about how you want to respond to whatever is happening in your world in that moment.
Well, beautifully articulated, Dr. Katie. And can you please invite our listeners to support all your books, your projects, or anything you want to promote on Book 101 Review?
Yes, I really invite the visitors to go to percolatepeace.com and let us know what your peaceful commitment is. What do you want to do to live more peacefully? Or what have you done to live more peacefully? Share your stories. We love to hear them. And all of these books are available wherever books are sold. They're available on Amazon. They're available on Barnes & Noble. We are doing a book tour with Barnes & Noble. We're going to be on Fifth Avenue in Barnes & Noble in July. So we invite you to join us at these book tours, at these book stops. And we want to hear from you. How do you live peacefully?
Definitely how people share to the world. And Dr. Katie, looking forward for more books to come. I have one more question before I will let you go. If a listener or viewer takes nothing else from this conversation, what is the single most important truth you want them to remember about peace, compassion, and their own capacity to live through change, whether they're leading a team, a family, or just themselves?
Always remember we're connected. We're always connected. And there's somebody there that needs you, and there's somebody there who can help you.
Certainly. So, Dr. Katie, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you, Daniel. It's been a pleasure.
Likewise. And I will invite you again to be part of my abstract essay. And let's talk about the writing process of all your books. And Martika people, see you soon. Again, Dr. Katie, thank you so much for being part on Book 101 Review. As I said, I will invite you again and looking forward for more episodes that we will.
Summer routines live or die by how easy they are. And honestly, if something takes too much effort, I'm out. That's why Grunes is my go-to. It's one daily pack of gummies covering my greens, vitamins, and minerals. Plus, it has 6 grams of prebiotic fiber, which is more than 2 cups of broccoli. No mixing powders, no giant pills, no hassle. I just rip open the pack and I'm done. They taste good and it makes it easy to stay on top of my health, even when life gets busy. Save up to 52% off with code PODCAST at grunes.co. That's code PODCAST at grunes.co.